It's Tuesday, the day we get a reading recommendation from Nancy Pearl. Today, Nancy brings us a book that she says is simply a great read.
It's called Dreamland by Sam Quinones. The subtitle, or how they're marketing it, is The True Tale of America's Opiate Epidemic.
Wow.
So what Quinones has done is look at and present to us the kind of parallel growth of America's addiction to opiates, especially OxyContin, and at the same time, the growth of heroin addiction because of the appearance in the United States of black tar heroin. This is one of those books. I mean, I just kept, you know, having to say to my husband, did you know this? I mean, it's so interesting. So black tar heroin, the poppies are grown in the hills of Mexico. All of the black tar heroin, or the majority of the black tar heroin, comes out of a small Mexican state, Nayarit, I think that's how you pronounce it, and a town called Jalisco. Now, it's not the big Jalisco. This is a little Jalisco. And what these Mexicans did was come up to the United States and set up these kind of Uber-like, if you will, ways of delivering heroin. And they would stand outside methadone clinics to hand out their cards. So if you were a heroin addict, you would call this number, which was a dispatcher. And the dispatcher would get in touch with one of the drivers who are driving around the city, who would then come directly to you and deliver the heroin. Now, the other thing that these boys, he calls them Jalisco boys, did was they avoided the big heroin towns. So there's no they don't go to Los Angeles. None of the people carry weapons. There's no guns. There's no violence. So they avoid Los Angeles. They avoid Detroit. They avoid New York. And they go to Olympia, Washington. They go to Columbus, Ohio. They go to Charlotte, North Carolina. They go to everywhere in Appalachia. So you have this growth of the heroin industry, and at the same time that you have these people who are, for legitimate reasons people addicted to OxyContin. And you have at the same time that all this is going on, or the reason this huge addiction to OxyContin came about, was the growth of pain clinics where doctors who, you know, are not interested particularly in the Hippocratic Oath are coming to, you know, lines and lines of people line up for hours at a time to go in, pay their $200 or $250, get a prescription for OxyContin in enormous numbers of pills.
I have to say, I've had many interviews with addiction experts from the University
Yes.
of Washington. If I'm understanding what Sam Quinones is talking about, it parallels exactly what they tell me, that often users of those prescription opiates and barbiturates will turn to heroin products, especially cheaper heroin products,
absolutely,
because they're cheaper and they have an addiction that they need
absolutely
to feed.
And in Dreamland, there's a longish section on the University of Washington pain clinics and how when you're dealing with pain, you have to look at the whole person and not just the pain. So you need social workers, perhaps, or a psychiatrist or a physical therapist, all working together to get at the source of that pain. And to read the history of pain treatment, which is what he's looking at, and how people were ascribing, you know, the big myth was that people who were taking opiates for pain medication would not get addicted to it. And that was based on basically one line in a hospital study about that. This is an important book, and it's a book that, again, is very easy reading, not a tome on addiction. You get to meet the people on both sides. I mean, he spent a lot of time with addicts. He spent a lot of time with the dealers.
Is he saying bluntly that America's growing focus on on using narcotics for pain control has led to the rise of heroin trafficking? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Tying those
absolutely
directly.
Totally. Totally. And there's some amazing statistic in here, something like 90% of OxyContin use world over is from the United States.
The book is called Dreamland, The True Tale of America's Opiate Epidemic by Sam Quinones, Quinones. Wow, Nancy Pearl, thank you for bringing that one in.
You're welcome.
I actually read the book, and we got Sam Quinones to come into the station. You'll hear from him coming up on the record. Librarian Nancy Pearl joins us every Tuesday with a book recommendation. You'll find them all at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl Books.